Episode 33 of the Brendan Sinclair Business Mix, the importance of doing customer surveys.
Here we go! You're listening to Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix from tailoredpodcast.com. Marketing, media, and web information sure to hit the mark. Grab a drink, settle down, and get the news from an expert who's been there, done that, and wears a t-shirt. Here's your host, Brendan Sinclair.
Hello, I'm Brendan Sinclair.
And I'm Tina Goodman.
And today we'll be talking about how to do surveys and why we do surveys. And the reason we're doing that is because at the moment on tailoredpodcast.com we're running a survey where we're getting our listeners feedback on the podcast, on how we can do it better, on what you like, and should we have it longer, and what you dislike, and any other feedback that you can provide. How's that all going, Tina?
It's going really well. We've had heaps of responses, lots of feedback, which is really good. And it's given me some real insight as to what people like and don't like about the show and that sort of thing.
I've had a flick through the comments. There's some great comments there already, some great feedback. It's just so valuable, isn't it? The favourite one I liked was someone's written, unnecessary comment about Tina. This undermines her and gives her an impression that Brendan is a male chauvinist.
Could be the right impression, though, really.
Yeah, that's a point. Maybe I am a male chauvinist too.
Well, you're entertaining.
Yes. But there's lots of great feedback. And like the negative feedback like that is great. I reckon you learn more from criticisms than praise.
Yeah, I've noticed that people are getting sick of the intro too.
Yeah, they've had enough of the intro.
Yeah, and, so have I, so I'm happy to
listen to it more than anyone. Because it goes for like 15 seconds. It was great at the start.
Yeah.
For the first or second time, but after a while that obviously needs to go. But anyway, let's move on and talk about the influence of surveys and why you should do them and how you should do them and what you should do afterwards. So firstly, why should you do surveys? And the answer to that question is pretty easy. Number one, you get some fantastic feedback. Now, getting the feedback can obviously really change the way you do things. And then importantly, a survey can have a really positive influence upon the people taking the survey, which I find really interesting.
How can it have a positive influence?
There's actually lots of different ways. I'm reading from some research that I found years ago in an article called How Surveys Influence Customers. And they quote a financial services company in the US, and they surveyed over 2,000 customers. And they found a year after the survey that was conducted, the customers surveyed were more than three times as likely to have opened new accounts. They were less than half as likely to have defected and were more profitable than the customers who hadn't been surveyed.
Wow, that's a huge difference.
That's remarkable, isn't it?
Maybe people just like to be asked what they think of the company.
Well, that was one of the theories that they put forward, the consumer psychologists, on why, and that's probably the simplest one. You know, those sort of satisfaction surveys appeal to the person's desire to be asked things, like you say, and it also reinforces positive feelings they have about the company that's surveying them. And if you've had a bad experience with the company, then it reinforces that perhaps they are a positive company and provides that opportunity to turn things around.
Yeah. It's interesting to read some of the responses back from our survey, and it seems like a few people have really thought about their feedback and probably made them think a bit about whether they like our podcast and what they like about it and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I guess the questions prompt them to think, hey, yeah, there's some good information here. What do I like about it? And they put that down. Or what don't I like about it? And they put that down. Because we don't get many comments on the podcast.
No.
The comments are actually, and just a quick note to the listeners, in case you do comment, we have a moderation feature on the website so that we have to approve the comments. We never ever delete comments. We delete all the spam and stuff that comes through. So feel free to comment good or bad through there. But many people don't put a comment in. Now, next thing, okay, so that's why you should do a survey, because it can just have such a positive influence on your business, as well as giving you obviously the great benefits of giving you some fantastic information and feedback from which you can then provide better products and better services and a better level of service to your customers. So that's obviously some fantastic reasons to do surveys. It really builds that relationship.
Yeah.
The second part is how you do a survey, and obviously there's a number of ways. You've got things like telephone surveys, postal surveys, in-person surveys, and like our survey, a web-based survey. We use a thing called 1 Minute Poll. I think it's a subscription service. It costs me about, I think it's about $45 a year. It's a great little service. If
it was very easy to use, I found.
You just start, you get in the back end, you set it up the right way, and it literally only takes you 5 minutes, and then you put the code in your own web page, or like we've done, you just link straight over to it. So now, the in-person surveys are generally considered the best because you'll pretty much get 100% response rate. So if you're sitting there with the person, can I do a survey? They say, yeah, no worries. Whereas with things like phone surveys and postal surveys, you get a much reduced response rate. And with our online survey, obviously not all of our listeners do it, although they can win $50 from Amazon or a $50 gift voucher or a $50 book, whatever you want. And we'll make that one US dollars too, so it'll be a decent old book. So that's the how, and lots of different ways. And we'll put up some examples in the show notes of surveys we've done over the last couple of years, just one or two. And obviously, along with, you can have a look at the online survey as well. So once you've done your survey, Tina is our expert in, at the completion of surveys, doing what she does. And there's four main steps that Tina goes through to finish off a survey. Can you take us through those, Tina?
Well, the first one is to thank everyone for completing the survey, because it's courteous and it's nice, and these people have taken time out of their day to fill out your survey and give you feedback, which is going to help out your business.
Yeah, so it's just a courteous thing to do, isn't it? Just nice, good manners, like a lot of business stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And step two that I do is publish the results so everyone can see what other people's feedback have been, as well as their own. And
do you put on all of the results? Do you publish every single bit of data?
No, I pretty much just summarise what everyone has said.
Okay. Do you leave out the bad bits?
No, definitely not. Because
I reckon it's really important to put in the bad bits, and I've seen you put in the bad bits before, and we've discussed whether it's a good strategy, but it is. It's a great strategy, because you want to be honest, and you want, these people are part of your business and they're helping you out. So the best, the least you can do is say, this is the feedback we've got, rather than try and hide the bad bits.
I think people appreciate you addressing anything negative and saying, this is what we're going to do about it, much more than you just ignoring it.
Yeah, and that takes you on to step three that I know you're about to get into.
That's right. Step number three pretty much follows on from step number two. After you've let everyone know what the results of the survey have been, you pretty much tell them what action you're going to take.
And that's a really good thing to do, because, for instance, with our introduction, lots of people are saying the introduction's too long, we don't like it, get rid of it. So now when we come along to getting rid of the introduction, if that's what we end up doing, based on the feedback, we can say, hey everybody, we're getting rid of the introduction because you guys said didn't like it, bang. And that is a very positive thing to do, because it demonstrates that you're a proactive organisation, listening to your customers' needs and wants and taking action. And that very rarely happens in the real world. So, yeah, that's a great one.
I think it's quite immediate too, as well, because it's going to be something that happens so fast.
Yeah, and that would be a really positive thing to do as well. And people go, wow, these guys really do listen. So that's a really good one. So what's the last thing we do?
So, of course, if you have an incentive such as a prize or whatever else, you let people know who the prize winner was. And
now, we won't do this with our podcast prize giving. We'll draw it out of a hat, or get someone to pick a name or whatever. But what I've seen in the past is people send out an email and say, you didn't win the first prize, but you won the second prize, and the second prize is a lead generation tool for people. So in case you're running a competition, I've seen this before, where the person, someone wins, great, and everybody else who entered gets a follow-up email, letter or phone call, said, hey, you didn't win the major prize, but you won a minor prize, which is, you know, for a web development firm, might be a free website analysis. We're valued at $150, where they look at your website and give you feedback on how to improve it, using that as a lead generation technique.
That's a good idea, and a good idea to also drum up new business if it's a website analysis or something like that.
Yeah, it is. But now that I've mentioned that in the podcast, we obviously, you know, that's not our style. We won't be doing that. We'll be just telling people who wins and going on from there. So thanks for listening to the podcast on why you should do surveys, how to do them, and what you should do afterwards. I think Tina's finishing off with those four tips of saying thank you, sharing the results, telling people what action you're going to take and then taking that action, and then announcing the prize giver is great stuff. Thanks, Tony.
And we'll be doing that, all of that, over the next few days as well, because our survey finishes tomorrow.
Yep, so if you haven't done the survey, do it now and you'll see all this stuff in action.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks again, and don't forget to give us your feedback on Skype, or tailoredpodcast.com has all our other contact details. Just before I go, I'll just give a reminder. Next Wednesday, we're interviewing Chelsea McLean, who is the PR queen in my city here. Chelsea's a publicist who's done a bit of work for us, and with some fantastic results. She's going to give us some great tips on how to generate media coverage for your small business on a small budget. And so that will go to air probably on Wednesday evening. We should have it edited and up. And we're also interviewing a guy called Billy, who's built a great little web development business from zero to about 6 or 7 employees in just 6 months. And we're going to get all the secrets from Billy. So stay tuned for some great shows and interviews next week. Bye from me.
Thanks for listening. Bye from me.
Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix is brought to you by TaylorPodcast.com, where you get expert advice on all things business.